There it is, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Monday morning. The Sweets, Fox on the Run off the album Desolation Boulevard, taking you back to a happy place, hopefully. Now making you more ebullient than ever, our word of the day. And in conjunction with that, and in conjunction with words generally, I have a special guest in the studio called Nasiha Kolia, who just popped in, literally out of the blue, which is very nice. I love that. Because Nasiha has written a book. Wow. And it looks really cool. It's in front of me here. It's called The Odyssey of a Woman. Oh, is this naughty?
Actually, no, it's poetry.
Oh, lovely. Mm-hmm. And tell me about the journey of writing this book.
Well, at first, I just took a chance writing. I didn't really take it seriously because, well, I was just like, okay, you know, it's just something you're venting out. And years down the line, I was talking to a friend and she was still in school. I finished off school before her and we were discussing, you know, writing poems and everything. And I said, you're right. It's so lovely. Do you share your work? And she says, yeah, well, you can see some of my work. I enjoy it. I'm like, okay. I also write, but I don't share my work.
Is this not your poetry?
This is mine.
Oh, so yes. You then do share your work.
Yes, this is my first book I actually self-published. The journey actually happened after sharing one of the pieces with my friends. And she was like, wow, this is amazing, you need to share it. And so I was like, okay, I will go to Instagram. I have an Instagram account. Let me just see how it goes. And I put it up over there, and I got good reviews. I'm like, okay, I can do this here a little bit.
It's wonderful that social media allows one to test the waters, so to speak, and to give you a little bit of confidence when you do get positive feedback. So now, I want to ask you about the process, because writing is something that not everyone finds easy. In fact, many people find it extremely difficult, and then they resort to Chat GPT or other AI-assisted rubbish. And then they say, look at this, I wrote a beautiful poem. It's not their work at all. You didn't do that.
No, I did not.
Tell us about the process. How do you go about it?
Actually, most of these pieces are inspirations from those around me. I can listen to someone's stories and it'll inspire something. Like one of the pieces called Life's Painting came from an MLM that I attended. And
MLM?
Yeah, multi-level marketing. Yes.
Oh, so you dabble in that as well?
No, I just, I was invited to go for it. So I was like, oh, okay, let me just see what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
And this one woman just asked this guy who was presenting it, and she's like, you know what, you tell people if you're not working and they're working and you still get paid for it. So I was like, oh, wow, okay, this is an interesting question. I like this question. And from there, that came, that piece. And I worked on that piece and I'm like, I like this piece. This piece is everything for me. It describes what's going on in life in general. It talks about poverty, greed, self-centeredness, everything in that piece.
Is writing cathartic for you? Do you find that by writing things down and working them into a beautiful piece, a poem, does it help you make sense of the world?
Does, because I feel we've become so accustomed to everything, like we just move robotically with everything around. We don't take time to actually see what is really there. So we become, it's like how people go into a store. You easily buy what is just shown to you. You don't think, you know what, do I need it? And is it worth my money? Things like that there. Mm. Because we are just trained to want to purchase things we don't need.
So I mean, it's an odd question to ask, I know, and it's early on a Monday morning, but do you find that your writing has brought you a sense of demystification, if you like, understanding the world a little better? Or do you find it just literally more confusing and you've somehow managed to paint a picture of that total confusion?
Actually, it helps me understand people also and the world in general. I tend to resonate with those and their stories. And like there's one piece over here from a woman's story she had told me. And I was inspired and I told her, you know what, this piece was for you. And she's like, wow, thank you.
Interesting stories of people that you've condensed into poetry. Who do you aim this book at? Who is going to be your most avid reader and supporter, do you think?
To be frank, mostly women would like it because, I mean, it is the Odyssey of Woman coming from a woman. But I've had male readers also read it, and they can resonate with the pieces that talk about depression and OCD. Oh. After all, we all humans, regardless of gender,
and
we feel
most
it.
Of us have, at this point in time in our lives and in our existence in common, the issue of mental health. It's a real
thing. It is a thing. And I think social media also is something that... you know, doesn't assist with our mental health because we will go onto Instagram and you're like, oh, this person is having a lovely life, you know, but you don't know what's going on behind the scenes over there. And you feel more, you know, I hate myself now. I'm not like that there. Why am I not losing 10 pounds? Or why am I not successful like that person? Why is my life not there? We forget to realize there is abundance in this world and God has a timing for us.
So it's a book of hope. And yes, direction
it
and
is
making sense of things, and you're not alone, you're okay. I like that. Where can one get hold of your book?
Currently it's online, and I'm hoping to have a launch this year soon, and hopefully the stores will have my books.
So now, online where, and how does one find it?
It's on Amazon and Drafter Digital.
So you can go online right now and find The Odyssey of a Woman by young Masia Kolia. It's a beautiful name. Masia Kolia, it's unusual. What does Masia mean? It must have a meaning.
Actually, I think it meant the Messiah or something.
There we go. So there it is. Is this your first foray into self-publishing?
Yes. My reviews come from an author and journalist who was originally from South Africa. She's overseas. And two other teachers. The picture in the front actually was inspired by an accountant's wife. Yes,
it's a beautiful, it's almost like a journal, and the pages, it's like, I can't describe to you, it's very pretty. It's not like a dry book of poetry at all. It's like, well, it is, it's a work of art. It's beautiful.
The aim was to invite people to want to go through this journey and feel that, you know what, they're not alone. They can be, there's somebody that understands them. We are all capable of understanding each other.
Wow. To be a woman is walking in the dark, endless, cold-filled abyss. Picking up everything and anything we can find just to fill up the empty parts of us that's constantly taken. So, we can still be whole and feel human. The Odyssey of a Woman. It's a wonderful read. I haven't read it yet, but I've just glanced through it. And I'm... inspired. I think you're inspiring, and congratulations on your self-first published work.
Can I show you one that I actually enjoyed?
Indeed.
This was the piece I was telling you about.
They say pain is inevitable. Happiness is like a blissful treat that you only get once for taste. But greed, oh my word, greed is king and self-centeredness is queen. You'd be amazed to see how cold the palace called the world truly is. For poverty lurks behind every curtain and echoes of sorrow can be heard throughout. Time just watched as it passed by. After all, it's only a picture on a wall created to be viewed and never touched. Life's Painting by Masia Kolia in The Odyssey of a Woman. I suggest you grab a copy. I think you'll love it. You'll find it online at Amazon. Buy it and support local, folks. Masia, thanks so much for popping through. We'll pop this up as a podcast as well, so that if you've just joined us and wondering what we've been talking about, well, you'll be able to catch it up on the morning show and share the love. And the morning show continues with Robert Plant and Alison Krauss, a tune called Gone, Gone.